Boser, which is unripe grapes, into food, because that's like squeezing eshkol into the kedera. This is who's the sumpils of Yosef Parat, but we don't hold that way. Berbino Tam, Oser, Boser, Holo, Veino Roy, Lechol, Berbino Tam, Aser is squeezing Boser, unripe grapes, into your food. Because since the boser is not roi lachila, it's like getting ochel out of psolus. It's not like ochel out of ochel uchla de'ifras, because ein hachanami, what goes into the food is mashka bala ochel ka ochel, that means ochel, but it's getting ochel out of psolus, and not ochel out of ochel. Ochel out of psolus is a problem. And we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. Now the question is, what problem is it to get your to get this juice out of the boser? So this is, if you look in, even in Rabbeinu Tam, I mean the boser Rabbeinu Tam is not in Tosfos on the daf, but when he talked about how on Shabbos you can't milk the goat into food, because the goat on Shabbos is not edible, not allowed to shecht on Shabbos, and the milk going into food is like ochel b'psolus. It's not so clear what malacha he thinks it is, because there are two potential malachas it could be to get ochel out of psolus. Dosh is taking ochel out of psolus. And boar is taking ochel out of psolus. So what does he mean to say that it is? So a little unclear. A lot of the Rishonim make it sound like the problem here is boar. Squeezing boser into food is a boar problem. Some of the Achronim and the Daf, also the Magen Avraham and the Taz here, say pretty much mefurish. Say mefurish, it is a borer problem. Have a kiborer, have a late kiborer. So a lot, number of Rishonim on the daf, on Kofim Dalar and Beis, as well as the Magen Avraham and the Taz here, say it's a borer problem. The Bir Halacha gets into this. The Bir Halacha says, but there's also a daya that it's a dosh problem. And he quotes from the Orza Rua and the Ramban's Mochamos and the Nishmas Adam and the Chemed Moshe. So he quotes two Rishonim and two Achronim who say it's a problem of dosh. So what's the nafkamina, whether squeezing boser into food is a problem of borer or a problem of dosh? So the nafkamina seems to be, what about la'alter? Would it be mutter if you were going to eat the food right away? If it's dosh, we know for sure there's no heter of dosh la'alter. The Eglei Tal told us only in some unique special circumstances there's a heter of dosh la'alter, when you're taking off peels that you normally feel at the time you eat them. But generally, there's no heter of la'alter in dosh. So if the problem is dosh, it should be usher even if you're going to eat it la'alter. If the problem is borer, then it could really go either way. Because on the one hand, you could say if it's borer, then borer is mutter la'alter, which is what the Taz says, and what the Olas HaShabbos quote in the Magen Avraham says. But the Magen Avraham himself says that even if it's borer, it's still usher l'alter. Why? Because we know, not all borer is mutter l'alter. It's only mutter l'alter if it's done b'derech achila, not if it's done b'derech breira. That's why we look at things like yad and kli, and we look at things like ochem tov psolus, psolus mitoch ochel. We're not going to get into all the details of borer yet. But suffice it to say that the Magen Avraham thinks this is more of a derech breira than derech achila when you squeeze boser. And therefore, the Magen Avraham says, even if it's borer, it's still usher l'alter. So what does the Bir Halacha paskin in the end? The Bir Halacha paskin, the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha paskin in the end, something a little complicated. Say, on the one hand, the straight svar is that it should be mutter l'alter. Because most poskim interpret that this is a borer problem, and borer is usually mutter l'alter. But on the other hand, there's two reasons to aser l'alter. Number one, he found two Rishonim and two Achronim said it's an Isser of Dosh, and Dosh is also Alter. Number two, the Magen Avraham, pretty big Magen Avraham, says this type of Borer is also Asul Alter because it's Derech Breira. It's more like it's more like Psolus Bedoch Ochel and Kli, and it's not really like Ochel Mitoch Psolus Biyad.
So when we get to Borah, maybe we'll get into a little more what that's totally on. So what the Mishnah Berurah Paskins at the end is somewhat of a pshara. He says basically it's usher, but since there's a very mainstream derech to say it's mutter, he gives a very, very small pshara. He says when the boser is roi l'achil al yedei adchak, this is something we'll get to in Borah soon, whenever you separate something edible from inedible, that's Borah d'oraisa. When you separate something that's edible from something that's edible al yedei adchak, that's Borah d'rabbanan, right? If I would have lettuce, if I would have a big, I don't know, a big bin of cucumbers, some are totally spoiled, some are good, and I separate them, that's an issue d'oraisa. Some are good, and some of them are barely edible, that's an issue d'rabbanan. So what he says is, if it's only a d'rabbanan because it's the boser is nechal al yedei adchak, can be eaten with difficulty, then the shas adchak, you can be mako. Or you shouldn't object if someone is mako. So he throws a very small bone to the kula side here, to the taz and the ola shabbos. He says, if A, you're only dealing with it worse than issa d'rabbanan, because it's nechal al yedei adchak, something edible, and something edible is only an issa d'rabbanan, both for dosh and borer. For dosh, taking something edible out of something barely edible is only d'rabbanan. For borer, separating something edible from something barely edible is only d'rabbanan. So if it's if you talk bring it once, you bring it down to an level and it's d'rabbanan, then if you also have a shas adchak, you can be mekel. Okay, I don't know how often this comes up with us with boser, but I'm sure there must be some case in which at some point in time this will be a very practical question, because the more general issue of can you squeeze liquids into food out of non-edible foods? Okay, now we'll get a little more controversial. There's no other question on Sif Hey, we'll go to Sif Vav. Sif Vav seems very straightforward. Three words, mutter liskot lemons. Right, you're allowed to squeeze lemons. So why are you allowed to squeeze lemons? Right, and Rafi would have us believe that it is quite so simple. Right, but at the very least, the history is not so simple. Why is it mutter to squeeze lemons? So first comes the rush. Why did the Rush say it's mutter to squeeze lemons? He actually had it easy. Why did he say it's mutter to squeeze lemons? Anyone? Because everyone knows that you only use lemon juice for
food.
No one drinks lemon juice. It's only a dip and a dressing for food. Right? Imagine a world where no one ever drank lemon juice. And they only use it. They put it on fish. They put it in salad dressing. They dip their bread and vegetables in it. So it's mashke b'lo ochel. It's only good for being an ochel. So it's automatically defined as an ochel. Anything which is only good for being used as an ochel is automatically an ochel. Taking an ochel out of an ochel is mutter. I mean, even if you don't squeeze it onto the fish, if the only thing you can do with lemon juice is eat it with food, nevad, it's a food. So that's easy. The Rush had an easy time answering it. But then and we had the same thing in Shmuel Aleke, quoted Machlokes about it, but Rabbi Yehuda Bar Binyamin at least agreed with the Rush. If it's something which is only possible to eat and impossible to drink, then it's a food from a food. No problem. But then someone invented lemonade. Sometime between the Rush and the Beis Yosef, right? Sometime between the 1300s and the 1500s, someone invented lemonade. And the Beis Yosef said, hold on a second. In the Rush's time, it's easy why you could squeeze lemons. Because it's not drinkable, so it's not a mashkia. But nowadays, in Mitzrayim, at least in Egypt, they invented lemonade. What would they do? Everyone knows there are only three ingredients in lemonade: lemon juice, water, and sugar. And they would drink it all the time. So now lemon juice is a drink. So why do they squeeze lemons taka in Egypt on Shabbos? The Beis Yosef wondered about this. So we had, now you have to read the Beis Yosef carefully. Beis Yosef had two answers to defend, to explain why it's still not to squeeze lemons even after they invent lemonade in Egypt. What were his two answers? Right. First, he says that anything that you don't drink the N, I'm putting it in my words, is not a mashke. Right? You can't drink, even though you can mix it into water and sugar and drink it, but you can't drink lemon juice. It's not even the rule of lemonade, right? If you actually ask anyone how to make lemonade, you put in very little lemon juice and very much water and sugar. So therefore, you can't call it a mashke because people don't drink it. Even if they might mix it with other drinks, that's not a mashke. It's not a mashke if you can't drink it alone. So therefore, it's not a mashke. Okay, if it's not a mashke, then it's just ochle de'efras. There's a chidush, even though you're not going to eat it, you are going to drink it. Since you can't drink it in and of itself, it can't be called a mashke. That was his first formulation.
His second formulation said that, let me just get the lashon here, so no one will accuse me of lying. First he says, maybe it's only mutter if you drink it by itself, without anything else. If you only drink it with other things, then it's no problem. Inami, or another answer,
it's only usher if it's something you squeeze by itself and then mix. But if you only squeeze it into things, that's not the cheshivas of mashke. The second daya, the inami, is more mafir. What he says, anything which you don't squeeze the n, but only into something, even into a mashke, it's not a mashke. What's the obvious nafkamina between the 2 days of the Beis Yosef? What if you have a country, you have a time in history where
squeeze it into tea.
People, what? No, if all you do is squeeze it into tea and into lemonade, then it's mutter. What would be the nafkamina between the 2 days of the Beis Yosef? Again, the first day it says, since you don't drink it by itself, you only drink it with other things, it's not a mashke. The second day it says, since you don't squeeze it into itself, you only squeeze it into other things, it's not a mashke. So what if you had a place where you squeeze it into itself, but you only drink it mixed with something else? Who lives in such a place?
Most of us.
We do, the whole world. What do they do nowadays? They squeeze lemons into their own containers of lemon juice and sell them in the supermarket. But we never drink that. We only drink it by mixing it, diluting it very, very, very weakly. Diluting it very much into other liquids to make lemonade or whatever else we make. So that would be enough to mean between these formulations, and that's exactly what the Mishnah Brura says. Now, if you would read the Shachan, so the question is, which formulation do we pass them like? If you would read the Magen Avraham and the Taz, they sound like, the Magen Avraham says, Ein derech lishtoso levado. He concentrates on how you drink it. The Taz says, you know, the Shabur doesn't quote him this way, but I think the Taz says, when he quotes the Beis Yosef, he says, yeah, ein mechaber mark losis tam b'mayim. It's only giving a tam in the water. Right? So the Magen Avraham and the Taz sound more like the first day of the Beis Yosef. However, the Mishnah Brura, based on the Chayi Adam, holds like the second day of the Beis Yosef. So this is what the Magen Avraham certainly says. I think the Taz also sounds like that. But the Mishnah Brura, based on the Chayi Adam, holds like the second day of the Beis Yosef. He says, we can't be makel just because you don't drink it alone. We can only be makel if you never even put it by itself in any container, if it never even exists on its own. He has only a very limited kula. The only time we're makel is if there's something that you never actually exists in and of itself. We don't call that a mashke. But what's enough for me? According to the Magen Avraham, would say that, look, anything you don't drink by itself isn't a mashke. Lemon juice isn't a mashke. We can still squeeze lemons nowadays. Apparently, they say that's what the Rav paskened, that you can still squeeze lemons nowadays based on the first day of the Beis Yosef. That's quoted in halachic positions of Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, however authoritative or not authoritative that might be. I'm not sure. I don't know if anyone has a Masorah on that. But that's what they say. Which is possibly paskened like the first day of the Beis Yosef, but the Mishnah Brura paskens like the second day of the Beis Yosef. And the Mishnah Brura says that no, the only heter is if you never even squeeze it, Ben, and it never even exists in and of itself. That's when we don't call it a mashke. But he says, but nowadays they sell lemon juice in the supermarket. So you do have lemon juice squeezed in and of itself. Therefore, it's called a mashke. Even though you only drink it with harobis, it's still called a mashke. It's at least they squeeze it and put it in containers and sell it by itself. Even though later you just mix it with other drinks. So it's a matter of, look, it's just 2 days of Yosef, whichever day you paskin like. If you paskin like the first day, you'll be makel nowadays, you're allowed to squeeze lemons. If you pass like the second day,
then you'll be machmer nowadays. Then you'll be machmer nowadays. The mice of the Mishabru is machmer nowadays, and that seems to be the minhag olam that nowadays you do not squeeze lemons. Even though it's sort of a toss-up, I mean, either day the Beis Yosef could be right, but the minhag olam is like the Mishabru, and we don't squeeze lemons. Rebuttal?
Just the Aruch HaShulchan.
The Aruch HaShulchan is mekel with the Magen Avraham and with perhaps the Rav, that you can squeeze lemons. The minhag seems to be, nonetheless, that we don't. Meaning, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Shabrua, neither one is greater than the other, necessarily. You know, it's a toss-up. The minhag seems to be not to squeeze lemons, what can I tell you? Okay, if someone wants to squeeze lemons, I'm not going to yell at them. But the minhag is clearly not to squeeze lemons. So, what do you do if you want lemon in your tea? So, the Mishnah Berurah says, no problem. He also quotes from the Chayei Adam. He says, if you want lemon in your tea, no problem. Just squeeze the lemon into sugar and then put the sugar in the tea. We already learned last Zman, this is machlok between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. The Mishnah Berurah thinks it's okay to squeeze it into lemon, that's ochel, squeeze it into sugar, that's ochel into ochel. Chazon Ish says, no way, since the sugar is going to end up in your tea, it's ochel into mashka. The Maisa, the Minhag Olam, is that even though we're machra like the Mishnah Berurah not to squeeze lemons down, we're makil to squeeze lemons into sugar. I think that's certainly a safe minhag olam, because number one, maybe the Aruch HaShulchan and the Magen Avraham are right, maybe it's mutter to squeeze lemons entirely. Even if it's not mutter to squeeze lemons, maybe the Mishnah Berurah is right that we just look at what it goes into now, and now it goes into sugar, and we don't care what it's going into later. So since you have two svaras, like a sphinx vehicle of a hotel here almost, I think you can for sure rely on the Mishnah Berurah here and say, look, the Mishnah Berurah says squeezing the sugar counts as ochel to ochel. And even if he's wrong, okay, the Aruch HaShulchan and Magen Avraham, and a lot of big posts say you can squeeze lemons anyway. So, there's certainly, I don't think you have to be nervous squeezing your sugar, your lemon into sugar, and putting the sugar into your tea, which again seems to be the minhag olam, so it all works out well. Any questions on lemons? But you can't, again, if the minhag olam is not to squeeze lemons stam, like the Mishnah Berurah against the Magen Avraham and the Aruch HaShulchan.
Can you put it into your tea?
Squeeze lemon straight. Oh, put the lemon in your tea? So you can definitely put the lemon in your tea, but I don't know why. Because putting the lemon in the tea is like, remember we had the Mishnah Berurah of putting the raisins in the water to make raisin wine and putting the v'chulin? So the Mishnah Berurah says you could. And the minhag olam clearly do that, to put lemon into tea. Why? I said at the time, I don't understand the Mishnah Berurah at all. But in this particular case, you know, I would still feel comfortable putting the lemon into tea, because even if I don't understand why that's not a problem of... For sure you can put... I shouldn't say for sure, but it's a much easier... Even though I don't understand why that's not a problem, Mashkin Shazavu, because there's no seitam in the tea, but Lamaisa, the fact that a lot of posts say you can squeeze lemons anyway... So I don't think you have to start. You have to start worrying. What? Well, that's what we were sort of at a loss to figure out last time. I mean, the fact that not nikkur doesn't seem to be a heter in and of itself. That was exactly the Shvisa Shabbos's question on the Taz. There, the fact that not nikkur only helped by Risuk Shelen, which is not a real dush. But over here, it's a real Mashkin Shazavu. The Mordechai never said there's a heter not nikkur. He only said that takes away davar sheish l'matirin. He didn't say that takes away the whole iser. So you should still need bitul b'shishim, but your tea's not 60 times your lemon. So, that was the Ben Chazasher didn't answer to Rabbi Sokolovsky. Okay, so I still don't know that answer. But it's not going to stop me from putting lemons in the tea, because number one, it's not going to stop me from putting lemons in the tea, because I have another tzad l'hakel anyway, so, you know, I don't have to be super chosheish. Okay, now, we get to the big sugya and daf kuf from Hayam and Aleph of kvashim u'shlakos. So, so what's the din of kvashim u'shlakos? Kvashim are pickled vegetables, and shlakos are cooked vegetables. So what if you squeeze the liquid out of them? So that, as we know, is a three-way machlokes amoraim on daf kuf mehem yad aleph between Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. And there are two reasons you might be sochet the kvashim u'shlakos. One is l'mei mehem. Well, one is l'gufan.
You just want drier kvashim shlakos. So you want to get rid of some excess liquid. The other reason is lemei mehen. You want to get out the juice because you like the juice. So what's the din? Legufan is according to Rav. Can you squeeze them legufan? What's the din?
Mutter.
According to Shmuel.
Mutter.
According to Rav Yochanan.
Mutter.
So finally, something's not controversial. It's mutter to squeeze legufan. How about How about lime mayhem? So according to Rav, what's the din if you're sochek kvashim ushlakos lemei mehen? What does Rav say? One second. Yeah. So Rav says kvashim are pater aval aser. And shlokos are mutter. Shmuel says, across the board, pater avalaser. And Rav Yochanan says, across the board, chayiv. That's the Gemara. Now, we have to take this one step at a time. Let's start with gufan, because that's where the Shulchan Aruch starts with. He says, lisho kvashin, perish, peros, umine, yurakos, hamanach, mechome, tumelach, chishlo, yurkavu, ushlokos. In the gufan, right? He just tells it interesting historically. The reason they used to pickle things is not because they liked that particular taste. It's because before they had refrigerators and freezers and vacuum packs and canning, etc., that was the only way to preserve vegetables so they wouldn't spoil. So they would pickle them. Or shlokos, which you just cook because you like the way they taste. In the gufan, she'in sarach l'mayim y'nesoftim el'la ha'taktim l'achila. You don't need the juice. You're just making them tastier to eat. Afilu sochem tocharishim ba'ochel, even if it's just going into an empty dish. And you have no other tzavah hakel, it is mutter lechachila, mutter legamri. So before we even get to the second side of the equation, why is it mutter legamri to squeeze legufan? Right? If you would have asked me, is it mutter to squeeze legufan, what halachic category would I have called that? I'm squeezing it, but not for the reason that I want the juice, for a different reason. You would call them lachshin sikh legufa. Everyone knows a lachshin sikh legufa is pater avalaser. But the Gemara says it's mutter. So why is it mutter? What? So this is a machlokas rishonim. Rashi here seems to say, and the other rishonim here seem to say as well, like Toso says, very mefurish enough, ayin gimel amud beis, everyone knows the famous Toso stuff, ayin gimel amud beis, about zomer b'tzarech le'etzim. Toso says, there are some cases where if you don't need the purpose, it's called melach shein tzuch le'gufa. But sometimes, if you don't need the purpose, it's not the derech of that malacha at all. It's just not in the gedra of the malacha. That's why Tosa says, if you're a zomer vein sarach le'etzim, if you cut something and you don't need it, it's not the gedra kotzer at all. It's not derech kotzer at all. Tosa says the same thing here. If you squeeze something and you don't want the liquid, that's not derech disha at all. Which is what Rashi says right here in the Gemara. Right, what's the lashon of Rashi? No. That's later in the sermon. Rashi Legufo says, it's not even called mefarik if you don't need the liquids. So Rov Rishonim, Rashi and Tosfos, Ron and the Ritvir say the same thing. Rov Rishonim say, it's a special rule of mefarik, it's just not called mefarik. It's not called schita if you don't need the liquid. Okay, that's sometimes, that's just the getter of it, is that only if you need the liquid, it's called that. It's just not la mefarik, it's not even the getter of mefarik, it's not even the derech of mefarik, if you don't need the liquid. So that would make a lot of sense. So that's one answer is, Rashi, Olam Rishonim, says, la mefariku. Sometimes, if you don't need the, sometimes the tzorech is part of the getter of the melacha, usually not. Sometimes the tzorech is part of the gedder in the lacha. If you don't need the liquid, it's not the gedder of mefarik. That's Rov Rishonim. However, the Ri, you can find the Ri in Tosfos on Ksubas Daf Vav Amud Aleph. The Ri wants to explain certain other sugyas. The Ri wants to say no. He wants to say that it's really mefarik, it's really disha, even if you don't need what comes out. It's malach shein tzrich legufan. But it's really a malacha, she'ina tzrich legufa. Even if you don't need what comes in and out, it's still in the gedra of the malacha.
So how does the Ri explain why it's mutter on Daf Vavam and Aleph in Ksubos? So the Ri says something very dachuk. The Ri says that it's only it's uchla de ifras, which is pater avalaser. He said, really, there's no general rule that if you don't need the liquid, it is mutter. Only because, look, it's pater avalaser anyway. It's really not disha anyway. It's really ochel from ochel anyway. It's really only an iser drabanan to start with. It's pater avalaser. It's only an iser drabanan to start with. Since it's only an iser drabanan to start with, if you don't need the liquid, it's mutter legamri. Now, why is this re very dachuk? Until Tzibis Abba Manalef. No, it might be only this kind of Darabana. I think it's very dachuk because it doesn't explain Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan thinks this is Chita Daraisa, and he still says it's Mutter Legufan. So the Rebbe would say, I wasn't trying to explain Rabbi Yochanan, I was only trying to explain Rav and Shmuel. But it's still, you'd think that Rabbi Yochanan and Rav and Shmuel should have a common explanation. But what can I do? That's what the Rebbe says in Ksubas, Daf Vav and Aleph, in the long Tosos there about Mesachrayit and Nezaisa, which we'll come back to very shortly, and the shear after that as well, you know, and next year as well. The Ri says, I'll read through his Lashon, if I can find it here. The, Boma Ri, the Matzina Lamemer, the Davka Kvashim Shari, the Havi Anisra Mem from Uchla de Ufras. Only by Kvashim we have this heter of Lagufan. Because it's really Ochav Mochel anyway. But ain't she Mashkalok? I mean, the people may have Potter of a Lusser. It's only Potter of a Lusser. It's not a real Mashke. It's just Nira like Mepharik. It's not a real Mepharik. Just seems like Mepharik. Okay, so if you don't want the liquid, then the Rabbanim word goes there. So he explains only for Rav and Shmuel. He doesn't bother with Rav Yochanan, because we don't hold like him anyway. He says, look, maybe this is a unique kula only in this circumstance. Of course, there's a big nafgamina between the Ri and between all the other Rishonim. The nafkamina is, you know, what about any other case in Shas of a real Sita Daraisa if I don't want the liquid? So, the Ri would say, oh, in a real Sita, even if you don't want the liquid, it's Asr. But a Rove Rishonim would say, no, no matter what, even in any Sita in the world, if you don't want the liquid, it's Mutter. Now, let's see how we paskin here. So, what do the Achronim here bring down? Who remembers the Mepharshim? They bring down the Ri? Or do they bring down the Rove Rishonim? What do the Nosa Kalim bring down? So the Magen Avraham here and the Mishnah Brewer here all bring down the Rove Rishonim, not the Ri, because the Ri is just one Rishon. Even though I think the Bir Alach a little later says there's a Ri and other Rishonim, but it's still a very minority Shita. And they explain, the Magen Avraham says, and the Mishnah Brewer says, and the Kamei Tzarch Lo Emein, well, have a Lame Mefari Klal. Since you don't need the juice, it's not Mefari at all. So we paskin like Rav Rishonim, if you don't need the juice, it's just not mefarik at all. If you don't need the juice, it's not mefarik at all. So now it sounds like we're about to get a big kula then. In that case, what if I want to squeeze olives or grapes or anything because I don't need the juice. I just want to squeeze it to make it dry. So is that mutter? So the Magen Avraham adds here, and Mr. Brewer adds the same thing, and say, but we wouldn't extend this heter to grapes and olives. They say, but by Zaysin Ba'anovim is Osir. Even though we said it's not Mepharik at all, by Zaysin Ba'anovim it's still Osir. Why? Because most people want the juice. Because most people want the juice. Okay.
Isn't that a fair assumption that squeezing all fruits, that most people want the juice?
Squeezing all fruits, most people want the juice? No, so I shouldn't say most people want the juice. Sorry, that might not be his exact lashon. I have to take that back. I think what he actually says is, "Derov ha'olam." Most people, let's quote his lashon very accurately. Most people squeeze it for juice. So by other pirus, most people might not squeeze them for juice. They might just eat them the way they are. Now, he doesn't say explicitly, but why do you think it should, if it's not mepharic at all, why should it be usher in grapes and olives, which most people squeeze for juice? It's not mepharic at all. So what do you think his logic is? Yeah, it's not mepharic at all, but most people are going to do something very similar, which is mepharic to oraisa. So you don't, you have a butter where it goes there. Even though it's not mepharic at all if you don't want the juice, but still, it's the exact same pa'ula that most people would do that would be in a sedar oraisa. So it's too confusing. So there are butter and asered it. Where did they get this idea from? This is a whole sugya, which I doubt any of us have gotten to yet. They got the idea from the Ran in the 14th parak, and daf kuf yud aleph, amid aleph. Some of the earlier Rishonim say it also, but the Ran is everyone quotes as saying it at the end of the 14th parak. The Ran says, if I could find it quickly, the okay, I'll have to find it later. The Ran's bothered by this famous I'm okay. He says, one second. Yeah, says it's a Anachnami, it's not an Ishidar Raisa, but since it's things which most people squeeze, it's an Ishidar Bana. That's where he gets it from. The last line of Ran in the 14th parak. Where does he get this from? The Sugya of Misukhraya then is Isa. Right? That was one of these famous Pigracious Sugyas. You can't squeeze. They used to use like cloth stoppers for the barrels of wine. So the cloth would be full of wine. If you squeezed into the hole to stop it up well, you would squeeze the wine out. And that was Usser. The question is, why is it Usser? The wine's. You don't want the wine, right? You don't want. Why is it usher to squeeze this misukhraya than his isa? The lafkofir alafam alaf. This is. We'll see. There's going to be a million shitas about this. This is one of the most complicated. Not most complicated, but many, many shitas about it. One of the most diversely interpreted sugyas. So, the Ran says, you know what the Isser is? The Isser is, it's like Mepharik, it's Schita when you get the wine out of the cloth. You don't want the wine out of the cloth. You just want the cloth squeezed. You just want the cloth compressed into a hole. You're not trying to get out the wine. Isn't that the Heter of? It's not Mepharik at all if you don't want the liquid. Didn't we say that's just not the Getter of Mepharik? So the Ran says, yeah, it's not the Getter of Mepharik. But in cases where it'll lead to a problem, there are bummer gozer on it. So in cases where many other people, you can imagine, if they had wine in a cloth, they would squeeze it out and drink the wine. Now, I don't know if nowadays they would, because they're very rich, but in their days they certainly would. So in cases where it would be easily confused and lead to an Isser D'oraisa, then there are bummer gozer. So what we end up passing is somewhere in the middle. Do we have a heter that it's just not, it's just not mepharic at all? If you don't want the liquid, on the one hand, yes, we pass like Rove Rishonim. If you don't want the liquid, it's not begedim mepharic at all. No matter, even grapes and olives, if you don't want the liquid, it's not begedim mepharic. But in a case where it would lead easily to an Isser D'oraisa, because most people would do it in a way of an Isser, because most people would squeeze it in a way where they violate and be chayav for mepharic, then there are bunimer goals there. Don't do it, legufan, lest you come to do it lemei mehen. So that's what we paskin in the end. Kvashim u'shlakos, which even according to Rabbi Yochanan, most people don't go around squeezing kvashim u'shlakos lemei mehem. Kvashim u'shlakos, which most people won't come to an Isser D'oraisa. It's mutter, it's not begedim mepharik at all. But wine, where most people would come to an Isser D'oraisa, is begedim mepharik.
Even though most people don't see the rag for the wine, there's still more clear that people are going to come to squeeze the grapes. Because like the case of where we had somewhere hit by the mitzitz of the pad, we said that it was mutter to start the fish, and we didn't make an exer over there.
That's interesting. You're saying that, forget about the rags. If you look at the liquid. The liquid of pickle juice and, you know, cooked zucchini juice is not something that most people squeeze. The liquid of wine is something else people squeeze, so maybe the gzeira is on wine, but not on kvashim u'shlakos juice. Right. Forget about the rag. The gzeira is just on wine.
Right,
Okay, so on wine, then what about the grapes? You said tzitzit and kaya was mutter because it was not a derech, since it's not a getter of dash at all.
But that won't come to be confused, because if I suck it, I won't come to squeeze it. But squeezing will lead to squeezing. That's just practical. Squeezing with one intention will be confused with squeezing with a different intention. Sucking won't be confused with squeezing, because they're very different in people's eyes. Psychologically, if I see you suck it, I won't come to squeeze it with my hands. But if I see you squeeze it for one thing in your head, then I'll squeeze it with another thing in my head. No one can see what's in their head. So it's a very, this is a very, very likely shash, you can imagine. If I go around squeezing, I like dry grapes, I go around squeezing them all the time. Then obviously you're going to come tomorrow, or I'm going to come tomorrow and squeeze them for the grapes, because it's the same exact physical action. The difference is only mental. So for sure the Rabbanim can't let us get away with that. They have to make gzeira. That's what the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah bring down to the Ran. We'll see. We'll get to, on Thursday, all the different shitas in Mr. Kriyat and Zaisa. This is not the only shita. There's Rabbeinu Tam and the Kuli. But this is basically the Maskana here. The Maskana is that on the one hand, it's not the Geder Mechparek at all if you don't want the juice. But on the other hand, in liquids which most people go around squeezing for juice, there's a gzeira lest you come to do Mefarik Mamash.
Now, there's one monkey wrench which the Achronim throw in here, which they all quote from the Tzotz HaShulchan. Tzotz HaShulchan is Rav Avraham Chaim Noah.
Right, Rav Avraham Chaim Noah is famous for being the one who says there are smallish Urim unlike the Chazon Ish. And he wasn't the only one. A million people said like Rav Avraham Chaim Noah. A million people said like the Chazon Ish. He happened to be famous for that. But he wrote, say, for Tzotz HaShulchan on Hilcha Shabbos.
So, he asks a very difficult question here. He says, hold on a second. Let's just review what we said. We said, midrabanan, you can't squeeze like wine and oil, legufan, because that'll lead to tomorrow, the next guy, will squeeze it loy mehen. But you can squeeze fashim shlokas legufan, because it's just not megeder mefarik, and there's no need for gzeira. Says, fine, it's not megeder mefarik. But it is begeder. Might not be begeder mefarik, but it is begeder. Borer. It's begeder borer. You're getting one min out of another min. Remember, we paskin, we haven't learned this yet. You probably remember from elementary school that there's different yourselves, the Gemara and Dafai and Dalam and Aleph, and we paskin even Shnei Minei Ochlan, like Tosfos quotes in the Rach, that even if you have two things that are both good to eat, but if they're different species and you sort them out, that's called borer. Right? Even if you have apples and oranges and they're both good to eat, if I put the oranges over here and the apples over there, that's borer, that's mamash and isur d'oraisa. That's what we paskin. Yeah.
Why is this a big question? I thought you said that if there's no other way to do it, then it's not borer.
Ah, hold on a second. So, hold that thought. So, all of a sudden, the Tos HaShulchan had this great question, which I don't know why no one ever. I wish I knew why no one asked this question before. He says, fine, it's not begeder mefarik, but it is begeder borer, because you're getting one min out of another min. Right? He says, this isn't like squeezing cantaloupes. Cantaloupe juice and cantaloupe, because there's only one min. But here, when you pickle something, you pickle it in vinegar or salt water, so the vinegar is one min, and these cucumbers are a different min. Right? When you cook something, the water is one min, and the zucchini or peppers or whatever it is you cooked is a different min. So if you're squeezing, getting one min down here and one min up here, isn't that borer? So, what all the poskim say based on this, they add something the Mishnah Berurah didn't tell us. The Tzotz HaShulchan says, and it's quoted by everyone, it's quoted by the Shir Shabbos Golchasa, Perkei Halacha Ches, quoted by the 39 Melachos book, quoted by the Shabbos Kitchen. All the modern-day poskim quote the Tzotz HaShulchan, because even though it's a Chiddush, they just seems to be logically mukhrach. The Tzotz HaShulchan says, you know what, this whole heter squeezing the gufan is only if you're going to eat it lauter. Says the Gemara meant that, even though the Gemara didn't say it. The Shulchan Aruch meant that, even though the Shulchan Aruch didn't say it. The Mishnah Berurah meant that, even though he didn't say it. Everyone, of course, meant it's obvious that this whole heter only applies la'alter. Because once you say la'alter, then they will tell us, well, la'alter is the way to do it. But still, it's la'alter, right? So la'alter, but if it's for la'alter's man, then it's also Mishnah Berurah. So again, it seems a little strange. How come no one bothered to say this until it's so such a fun? If it's such an important thing for us to know. But on the other hand, he has a good point. He does seem to have a good point. So, the post can tell us that this whole hector of legufan, you need to add one tonight. Legufan is not begeder mefarik, but it is begeder borer, and therefore it's only motor l'alter, because borer is motor l'alter.
That's what we have to say. So halacha l'maisa, the poskim won't seem to agree that it's, this whole hedra of the gufan only applies to altar.
How does it work? If you put it in, let's say you put it in vinegar and salt for a day, take it out, and you squeeze it, and it's possible that juice comes out of it, is all the salt and all the vinegar, and the fruit might taste different. But if you wait a month, 2 months, and the whole thing is salty and the whole thing is vinegary, and the juice and the fruit are the same exact taste, the same min.
What you're saying is you're not getting all the psolus. Oh, you're saying it's the same min. So the truth is that what you're saying is that it becomes integrated into the same min at a certain point. So the truth is that you're not the first to think of that. The Shmuel Shabbos Gochasa in Perek Hey, footnote Chaf Tes, well, he says it a little differently. He says, in the name of Shlomo Zalman, actually, he says it a little differently. He says, like, if people eat it that way, then maybe it's considered the same min. But I hear your time, though. You're saying that sometimes things can be considered the same min if they're really, really deeply integrated into each other. Even though the liquid you squeeze out is going to be different from the vegetables, but the vegetables are still going to have the properties of that liquid. So maybe you could call it all one min. Shlomo Zalman doesn't actually go that far. He just said he wants to say that maybe if people would eat it with the juice, then you could call it all one min. He doesn't go so far. Maybe Efshar, if you want to explain why the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah didn't say like Pikdos and Shulchan, maybe you could say they considered all one min. That's still a bit of a chiddush, because the mice of pickled juice and pickles are still different, because the pickled juice has the salt or vinegar or whatever, and the pickles have salt and vinegar plus cucumber. But I haven't found anyone said that, but it's not a crazy svara. Lamaisa, however, the poskim seem to restrict you to doing it. The poskim seem to restrict you to doing it for the sake of the altar. Now, when did this really come up? So do we really squeeze kvashim and shlokos that much? Anyone here ever squeeze kvashim and shlokos? We don't really squeeze kvashim and shlokos so much. But if we look at, we know in Sifches, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, dog with zero is the same as kvashim and shlokos, right? And what we do squeeze is sometimes the oil out of the tuna fish. Now, the oil out of the tuna fish is sort of like a tzir, you know, it's I guess it's closer to dog with zero than kvashim and shlokos. So we do squeeze the juice out of the tuna fish. And what would be the rule of squeezing juice out of tuna fish? So, if we wanted the juice, then it should be pater or lasser or chayim, depending on who you ask. But if no one wants the juice goes down the drain. We only want the tuna fish to be drier, because the tuna fish is better if it doesn't have the juice in it. So that, legufan, that should be totally mutter than what we just said. So it's mutter to squeeze the juice out of the tuna fish. However, according to the Shulchan Aruch, but according to what the Maamar Poskim say from the Ktos HaShulchan, it's not dush to squeeze the juice out of the tuna fish. It's not dush. But it is borer to squeeze the juice out of the tuna fish. Therefore, you can squeeze the juice out of the tuna fish, but only if you keep the conditions of borer, meaning you have to squeeze the oil out of the tuna fish to eat la'altar, and you can't do it bekli. Which I think is the Shabbos kitchen says means you can't like squeeze the cover into it to squeeze all the juice out, because that's a good kli. You have to squeeze it with your hands. So if you want to get the oil out of the tuna fish, again, it seems like a big chumrah, which is not listed in the Shulchan Aruch, but it's very seems to be logical, unless you say what Aaron tells us. So if you want to get the juice out of the tuna fish, l'chora, you have to squeeze it out with your hands, and you can only do that la'alter if it's very close to when you're planning to eat it. How close we'll get to. However, let me just point out that this only means if you want to squeeze out the oil. If you just want to pour off the excess oil, that's not borer at all, because that's not borer or dush or anything. If the oil that's just like floating on top, of course you can pour that off, because that's not mixed into the tuna fish at all. So there's no chash to just take it and, you know, pour. But if you want to squeeze out the oil that's in the tuna fish, that is totally mutter, not lav nefarku b'chlal. But it might be borer, so you better do it b'yad, and you better do it la'alter. When we get to borer, we'll have to get to it, but it's not the heter of kli if you would dirty your hands otherwise.
The heter is that if the kli isn't doing anything except keeping your hands clean, then that might be a heter. But over here, I don't know, like this cover seems to be doing a better job than just your hands. So it's not so pashut.
What? Have you ever tried it with your hands?
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'm not expressing it well, but like Ramosha's heter is that the kli is just a way to grab something. It doesn't actually separate it. But over here, like the can actually separates it by squeezing it in and making a little hole around for the juice to get out. So I'd be a little nervous.
Ralph? You don't think the Shvitzah Shabbos would tell you that there are?
Ah, the Shvitzah Shabbos tells us. So Rafi tells me the Shvitzah Shabbos quotes from the... I think it's based on Rino Hanano. I mean, I don't think it's Shvitzah Shabbos. I think it's really Pshat Rino Hanano. That he says there is a Shita out there that whatever is dosh is automatically not borer. Meaning whatever is attached is automatically not borer. Borer is only if things are not attached. They're just jumbled. Like apples and oranges in a basket. Whenever things are together dosh, it's automatically mufka from together borer. Because the definition of borer is separating things that are not attached. The only problem is that it's very nice that there's a shita like that, but we don't hold like that shita, because I just quoted you 40 minutes ago for the Magen Avraham Taz that squeezing boser is borer, even though it's attached. And all the Rishonim, when they formulated Rebbeinu Tam, that milking a goat on Shabbos is borer. So obviously we hold not that way, so that's why I didn't mention it, because it's shita dechuya, so I don't think that'll really help us. The Tzitz Eliezer was talking about, he was matir when he was talking about squeezing a fruit that's all one min. He wasn't talking about tuna in oil or water, which is two different meanings. So
you
I don't think he's
know
relevant.
The Shabbos kitchen applies into
tuna. I'm only mechuyev to the Shabbos kitchen when I understand the Shabbos kitchen. You know, again, it's all different levels of mechuyevut, but the Shabbos kitchen I'm only mechuyev to if I can follow him.
Isn't the Magen Avraham wasn't there like the Magen Avraham thing that squeezing those kosher? Wouldn't that be the same applied as to the tuna fish also? It's like more it's not really there achila when you squeeze it's really like the same as
that Magen Avraham. The thing is we don't really make her din pasta like that Magen Avraham. And as the Mishnah Berurah says this, you have two reasons, you know, but we don't really hold like the Magen Avraham. Okay, so much for Legufan. Now let's get to Lamei Mayhem. So Lamei Mayhem, as we know, we have a big machlokas. If I squeeze Prashim Mishlokas Lamei Mayhem, we have three shitas. Rav Yochanan says Chayev, Shmuel says Pater, Rav says, well, Shlokas are Mutter, and Kvashim are Pater or Lasser. Which is the easiest to understand? Which shita is, at least at first glance, the most straightforward to understand? I'm squeezing to get the juice out of a fruit that it's in. So which shita seems to make the most sense? I mean, there's no one right answer. Josh?
Shmuel.
Why?
Squeezing out juice, which we saw.
So why shouldn't I be chayev?
No, it's not what? Dover Torah, it's Eisim Vanovim.
Okay, good. All right. So what's the svara here? So the svara of Shmuel is that, well, it's actually machlokes, why it's pater v'loser. Rashi says on the Gemara, why is it pater v'loser? Because the liquid is not natural to the pri. Lo gadal basofo, I think, is his lashon. Rashi says, whenever you squeeze out a liquid that wasn't born in the pri, that's not an issur d'oraisa. Therefore, now, you might get a lot of chidushim out of that. We'll have to see. You know, according to that, you know, then if I squeeze, it means if I squeeze water or anything out of the towel, that's also not an issur d'oraisa. It's only issur d'oraisa if it was born there. That's how Rashi interprets why it's only pater. But everyone else told me. Why did everyone else say otherwise? Because they read the Mishnah Berurah. They also read Rashi, of course. But Tosfos says, and this is what... Sorry, this color isn't so good. Tosfos says, and this is also what the Mishnah Berurah agrees with, that what's the reason it's Potter of Alasar? Because on the one hand it's Sita, but it's not Zeisim Vanovim. We know you're only Chayim Midoraisa, Elal Zeidricha Zeisim Vanovim Dovat. No problem. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to refer to Tosos' explanation of Shmuel. That, since it's not Zaysim Vanovim, therefore it can't be Chayiv the Araisa. But then Rabbi Yochanan actually is a big one folks to be shown him, so does Rabbi Yochanan think. Maybe he thinks there's a Mishnah Araisa even in non Zaysim Vanovim.
Didn't we say that was a possibility?
Right. Lachor, there are two ways to understand Rabbi Yochanan. Either I think the Ben Berel Amakim. Either he holds there's an Ishtar Rice in all squeezing, or he holds that Kvashim Shlokos are like Zaysim Vanovim because you originally put water into them, and water is one of the Shivim Hashem. But we're not going to get into Rabbi Yochanan right now. Let's stick with that Shmuel Shita. Rav is actually a little different from Shmuel. In what way is Rav different from Shmuel? He admits in Kvashim, he says, look, it's squeezing, but it's up. Hold on a second, let's take the Shmuel. It's not Zaysim Vanovim, so it's Putter. Why isn't it Mutter? Don't we know Shar Pirus are Mutter? Why isn't it Mutter Lagamri? What? So that's interesting. So maybe the reason it's not mutter is because like two different rimonim, because some people squeeze them, although that's not what the Magen Avraham says. The Magen Avraham, the Shabura quotes from him, Magen Avraham says, Kvashim Mishlakus, he says, Vimlei Meim Aser, Deshire Pirus Mutulus Chorofilo Meim, the Inche Mashkalam, the Inken Hacha, the Haya She Mashkalam Mikodim. This is a very important Yasod. I'm not sure why he didn't say that, but you ask. Why isn't it like Shar Peros?
Who squeezes Kvashim Shlokos Lameyam?
I don't know. Maybe some people squeeze Kvashim Shlokos Lameyam. Could have said, some people
not enough,
do it Lameyam. And therefore, if some people do it, it's like Betutim Rigona. But that's not what the Magen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah say. The Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah say, Shame Haya Olav, Shame Mashke Mikodem. What does that mean? That, what are you squeezing out of the Kvashim Shlokos? Water or Chometz? Water, basically, let's assume, that was absorbed into them. So that water had a Shame Mashke before it got absorbed into them. And therefore, retains its Shame Mashke. And it's more chomer than Shar Peros. Shar Peros, if no one squeezes watermelons, then watermelon juice doesn't have a Shem Mashke. But even if no one squeezes cooked, what do people cook? Even if no one squeezes cooked potatoes, nonetheless, it has a Shem Mashke, because if it's water, it used to have a Shem Mashke, and the Shem Mashke didn't disappear. So if no one squeezes pickles, it still has a Shem Mashke, because it's just water that got absorbed into the pickles, so it always had a Shem Mashke. So that's why it's a Shem Mashke. So Lemaisa, the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins, he says, on the one hand, it's not Chayiv, because it's not Zaysim Vanovim. On the other hand, it's not Mutter, because it is a Shem Mashke. Why is it a Shem Mashke? Maybe no one squeezes pickles for pickle juice. Because, even though no one does it, it still retains a Shem Mashke from when it used to be water. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah explains Shmuel. What's Pshat and Rav? So Rav is almost like Shmuel, except he says Shlokos is Mutter. Why does Rav say Shlokos is Mutter? Anyone? Why does Rashi say Rav is Ma? It says Shlokos is Mutter Lagamri? Why any more so than Kvashim? Because anyone know what the Brach on Shlokos is?
No.
Now, of course, this is very controversial. We're not Pathmen of his Brachos now. But, right, the bracha on, now, again, every posik will tell you exactly different rules about it, and it's about focus and this and that, but fundamentally, the bracha on, the liquid that comes from cooked vegetables, is hadama. Because it's an ochel vegetable soup, again, without passing ochel meisen now, because if you look in the article bracha book, will tell you one thing, and the father bracha book will tell you another thing, and a katsa la katsa, and v'chuli, 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 but ayin shum, before you eat vegetable soup, you should go ayin shum. But in any case, it's an ochel. So if the liquor that comes out in the ochel, that is ochel de ifras. You're getting out of hadama from hadama. It's ochel from ochel. Pickle juice is not an ochel, but vegetable soup is an ochel. So that seems to be the svara of Rav.
Shmuel would reject that svara. At least the Magen Avraham tells us, Shmuel would reject that svara because he'd say no.
Even though it's an ochel from an ochel, since it had the shame mashka alav mikodem, it still counts as a mashka. Even though it turned into an ochel, it's still a mashka because it used to be a mashka. So that's why Shmuel would say, I don't care. Anything that used to have a shame mashka alav still has a shame mashka alav, even though it's brachas hadoma. And even though Frelchus brachas is an ochel, it's still a shame mashka alav, so it's a shame mashka, but it's not seisim anavim. Therefore, it's pater of a lusser.
One second. Yeah, just in the Sfar of Rabbeinu Chananel, this of Rabbi Yochanan, this is what the Bir Halacha deals with. Why is it Chayev? You could either say like the Hagol Smak that he's Mechayev even not Zaysen Vanovim, or the Mishabur gives two other explanations, or you could say that Rabbi Yochanan says you're Chayev because Kvashim Ushlakos are always squeezed for juice, like Zeisim Anovim, which is a big chiddush in Metzias. Meaning they are, Kvashim Ushlakos are like Zeisim Anovim, because everyone always drinks their juice. Or, you could say, right, we already know this far by now, Hayo Olav, Shein Mashka, and Kodim, that Rabbi Yochanan thinks if it had a Shein Mashka from beforehand, then that makes it, even on the Madrig of Zeisim Anovim, makes it such a Mashka Gomer, that it's even like Zeisim Anovim. Anyway, okay, so as we can see, there's a very complicated sugya. Just to review, and it's all here, right? Rav says, look, Kvashim are Patar V'Lasser, because the Mashke, but it's not Zeisim Anovim. Shlokas are Motik, because it's Ochel from Ochel. Shmuel says, no. If it had a Mashke, Shein Mashke Lov Mikodem, then it's always considered a Mashke from Ochel, and it's always Aser. But it's still Patar, because it's not Zeisim Anovim. Or according to Rashi, because it's not the naturally occurring liquid. Rabbi Yochanan goes further and says, if it has a shame mashke, that even raises it to the level of zeisim anovim, of a mashke mamish, like zeisim anovim. Or he says, kvashim shlokos are b'mtzias like zeisim anovim, because 90% of people always squeeze them and drink the juice. Or he might just say, have a different sheet entirely, and say, there's an issur d'oraisa to squeeze anything. Which Zvat HaGol Smak says, as quoted in the Bir Halacha. Yes?
The last two reasons you gave were from the Mishnah Berurah?
From the Bir Halacha. Yeah, this is all one Bir Halacha, Dibur HaMaskel, I think, Virach.
Dibur HaMaskel, Ularach. Yeah. Now, that's the Shitas. How do we paskin?
How do we paskin? So this is the Machlokis between, well, what does the Shulchan Aruch tell us? What if you need the juice? Then, of course, it's mutter to squeeze it into food, because we know you can even squeeze grapes and olives into food. But you can't squeeze it into a stam kli, and by usher, he means potter of al usher drabbanon. So the machaber passing like Shmuel, the machaber passing like Shmuel is following the Rif and the Rambam and some other Rishonim. So, this is the Rif, Rambam, other Rishonim, the Machaber. They paskin like Shmuel. Why do they paskin like Shmuel? What rules do the Rif use to paskin like Shmuel? Not the personal stature of Shmuel, right? Because everyone knows, Machlok is Rav and Shmuel and Yisurim. Who wins? Rav. Machlok is Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Who wins? Rabbi Yochanan. He beats Rav or Shmuel. But they say Shmuel's the Rov. Why? Because Rov Amoraim hold your potter. Two out of three Amoraim holds its potter. And Rav and Shmuel, and two out of three Amoraim hold both Pashim and Shlokas are Usher, Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. So he has the Rav on his side on everything. On the Doraisa level, he's from the Rav who say Putter. On the Rabbanah level, he's from the Rav who say it's all Usher. Therefore, he's a middle Shita, which is really has the Rav in all aspects. So based on the rule of Rav, they pass him like Shmuel. On the other hand, Rabbeinu Chananel and some other Rishonim, the Tosfos Rid, the Ritva, others agree with Rabbeinu Chananel. Paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, as the Mechaber says, Rabbeinu Chananel, Kol Shu Tzarech Le'Meim, Chayav Chatas. Why does he pass like Rabbi Yochanan? Because Rabbi Yochanan always beats Rav and Shmuel. He has higher stature in terms of authority, Yalach L'Maisa, than Rav and Shmuel. Now, Rabbeinu Chananel actually says two things here. And then, yeah? Because he has a rope against him. He says Mutter, but two people say Usser.
So then would it be Chayev or Usser?
Ah, we'd say like this. By Shlokos, two out of three people agree that it's Usser. And two out of three people agree that it's Potter. Both Rav and Shmuel say, you're not Chayev Chatas. Both Shmuel and Rav Yochanan says, you can't do it. So we Paskin, you're not Chayev Chatas, but you can't do it. Which happens to be Shmuel. Because we don't pass him like Shmuel because Shmuel won. We pass him like Shmuel because he happens to represent what the most people would agree with. If you break him up into his component parts. That's what the Rif says. Now, Rabbeinu Chananel here, we already mentioned this previously, actually has two shitas, right? Number one, he passes like Rabbi Yochanan that you're Chayiv. There's not that much of an nafkamina to that psak, because, I mean, Chayiv, Usher, everyone agrees to Usher. But number two, the real nafkamina is afilu socha l'kdeira sheish ba'ochel l'dvar v'socha eshku l'kdeira nami asr. Then he says, and we said, mentioned previously, I'm not sure what the logic of this is, says Rabbi Yochanan said stam chayav, that means stam chayav, whether into an empty bowl or into a cholent. Chayav, no matter what you squeeze it into. So he eliminates the heter of mashka b'la'ochel, because Rabbi Yochanan said stam chayav. That's a very weak logic. Because he said stam chayiv, he was talking about stam schita, which is into an empty bowl. Who says he's talking about some other case from an omen ago? Okay, but Rabbi Yochanan says two shitas. A, he says, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. And other Rishonim also say that. Other Rishonim say both sides. B, he deduces from Rabbi Yochanan that it's chayiv, even if you do it into food, against the heter of squeezing grapes into food, and against the heter of milking a goat on Yontif into food, and against the heter of squeezing a lemon into sugar. The Mishnah Berurah points out, in the Be'er Halacha, I think, that when it comes to Rabbi Yochanan versus Shmuel, many Rishonim agree with the Rach, and many Rishonim disagree with the Rach. That's a big machlokas. When it comes to the second chiddush of the Rach, which is like out of thin air, he says, Rabbi Yochanan must say chayiv, even into food, and denies this heter of mashka bala ochel ka ochel dami. The Mishnah Berurah says, no one agrees with the Rach on that. He just made that up out of thin air. No one agrees with that part of the Rach. So the Maisa, when it comes to the two machlokas, number one is a chayiv or patar aval aser. That's taka, tough machlokas to be machriya. But we don't really have to be machriya, because either way, we shouldn't do it. I mean, I guess sometimes you could imagine a community where you'd have to be machriya. At least in a stam case, you don't have to be machriya. You know, just don't do it. Who cares with patar aval aser or chayiv? When it comes to the other machlokas, that all Rishonim hold that it's mutter to squeeze things into foods, and the Rach holds it's aser. So there, even though there's a Rosh who says maybe he's not sure which way to paskin, the Mishnah Berurah says, look, everyone agrees against the Rach, and in the end he says, we paskin unlike the Rach, we do have a heter squeezing lemon into sugar and v'chuli. Ha-machmer tavo lav bracha. So if you're machmer like the Rach, tavo lav bracha, but the din is unlike the Rach in his second machlokas. The Mishnah Berurah says all that, as you know, very mifurish. So that's the basic halacha here. That's the basic halacha here. There's some details which the poskim bring up here, such that they discuss morias. Morias is fish juice. It's not sear. Sear is when you salt fish, the liquid that comes out. Morias is just when you squeeze fish, the natural oils. The Magen Avraham says morias is an ochel. So if you squeeze things into morias, that's okay. Because even though it looks liquidy, it's really an ochel. The Mishnah Berurah here talks about what about squeezing shuman out of noodles. So he says, really, if you squeeze, you have too much fat and you're too much oil in your noodles are too oily. You want to squeeze them out to get rid of the oil. Says that's exactly kvashim. noodles are just kvashim, they're cooked wheat. Kvashim legufan, totally mutter. And he says, and there's another reason it's mutter anyway, because the oil that comes out of noodles is actually an ochel, not a mashke anyway. So it's uchla de ifras. And what these two things have in common is that sometimes even things which look liquidy might be called an ochel if they're things you eat and not things you drink, such as shuman or morius.
This case of noodles is the same thing as tuna fish and oil.
Tuna fish and oil also, right. Again, we might have to get around the border problem. The tuna fish and oil, you can squeeze. Because that's kvashim ushlakos, is actually dug l'tziro, le gufan. The other thing which the Achronim do point out here, of course, which is never pasha, they say, even when you can squeeze these in the gufan, you can't do it if you can eat it after Shabbos. That's a chana for after Shabbos. You can only do it if you can eat it on Shabbos. Now, of course, what's funny is, why didn't they say la'alter? Really sounds like they don't require la'alter. No, I just realized that. Right? That's a... that's like a mugging of Ramana Mishavura, no? He says that... No, it's a Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura says that l'dak l'tzorich Shabbos will also l'schol b'kol gavni l'tzorich motzei Shabbos. So if he says also to do it l'tzorich motzei Shabbos, it's a pretty strong idea from the Mishnah Brura that it's motzei to do it l'tzorich 8 hours from now on Shabbos against the Ktos HaShulchan. I just realized. So now you have something, right? Now Rafi, you're a posheya, because you've been trying to convince me against the Ktos HaShulchan the whole time. You didn't bring me this Mishnah Brura. I've at least been biased. My eyes have been clouded by my love for the Ktos HaShulchan. But, okay, Nunu, not your wish, the worst Shia. The Mishnah Brura, when he says you can't do it for after Shabbos, why? Because that's Hachana for after Shabbos. Then, sounds like you... This is Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Chav Vav. The Davka L'Tzorich Shabbos. Aval Aser Lischot B'chol Gavnei L'Tzorich Motzi Shabbos. Talking about Lagufan. Mishnah Brura Chav Vav. So if it's Aser L'Tzorich Motzi Shabbos, that means Mutter in the morning for Shal Shabbos. Which is against the Ktos HaShulchan. So the Mishnah Brura seems against the Ktos HaShulchan. He seems to hold that it's not a Chashash Borer. Why isn't it a Chashash Borer? Why isn't it a chash borer? It must be. Maybe the Mishnah Brura thinks it's all considered one min.
Or like the Shvi'is Shabbos.
But he can't hold that because he admits that squeezing boser is an issue of borer, even though it's all attached. So in the end, I'm not sure what to say about the tuna fish here. There's about the tuna fish. On the one hand, all these posts are convinced by the Ktos HaShulchan that it's only mutter to squeeze the oil out of the tuna fish la'alter. But on the other hand, the Mishnah Brura doesn't seem to be convinced of that at all. The Mishnah Brura seems to be matter any time as long as it's for Shabbos. That's at least a strong diuk from the Mishnah Brura. I mean, he's not only silent and doesn't say it needs to be done on the altar, which is enough of a diuk, but he says it can't be done for after Shabbos. It would be criminal of him if it needed to be done on the altar. It would be criminal of him to tell us don't do it for after Shabbos and not to tell us don't do it for 3 hours from now. So, must be a machlok between the Mishnah Brura, Shabrua, and the Ktos HaShulchan. The Mishnah Brura holds that it's not Chash Borer here. Why? I don't know. Maybe it's all one min. Maybe once it's cooked together and exchange has Nesinas Pam through Kavush Kimavushal or through Vavushal Mamish, it's all one min. Maybe. While the Ktos HaShulchan says, no, it is a Chash of Borer. And if it's a Chash of Borer, then it's only mutter if you do it la'alter. So big nafkamina, can I squeeze out the oil from the tuna fish? Nah, in the morning for Shal Shabbos. According to Mishnah Brura, it seems that I could. According to the Ktos HaShulchan, I can't. I'm not sure how to paskin. Yonatan.
And you could use a kli.
Yeah, not all the nafkamina to be kli.
If you hold that it's all one min,
You could say it's one min for borer, but it's still shemashka mikodem for dush. Doesn't necessarily bother me. Again, I don't know if I'm prepared right now off the top of my head to explain exactly everything that would lie behind it, but my intuition is that it's possible. Okay, this is a bit of a tzarek eon. What to say about the squeezing the tuna fish? According to the Ktos HaShulchan, it's a real shash borer. According to the Mishnah Brura, it seems to be not a shash borer. I don't know. Sorry. Okay.
I'm assuming it applies also to the meaning of patting down pizza.
Right, it's, it seems sort of like Ovdim Dechaldi, pizza and Shabbos. I'm not saying that, Lamaisa. It seems to be, would be the same thing for patting down pizza, just in patting down pizza, right? It seems to be that that should be the same issue, yeah?
Even though the oil is kind of on top?
What?
Even though the oil is on top? Isn't that really...
There might be padding and padding. Right. Meaning, if you put the napkin down and picked it up, then lechora that would not be borer. But if you squeezed it, lechora that would. Meaning, it wouldn't be dush to squeeze it because it's legufan. It's not things that most people like to drink pizza juice in. It's a meat exera. But it would be the same borer issue lechora as this. So anyway, I end up a little confused about this. And I'm confused, seems to be. So Shulchan thought very strongly one way and convinced all the modern-day poskim. The Mishnah Berurah seems to have thought a different way, which makes sense because, you know, the Gemara was written and then people had, you know, a good 1,300, 1,400 years to say it had to be done on the altar and no one did. So it sounds like maybe it's not a Shasha Borer. So, I don't know. I'm not smart enough to be able to know who's right. Lemaisa, we'll have to go on then. If anyone walking down the streets of Yerushalayim and sees any big Talmid Chachamim, then even just in our halls tomorrow, then they should tell them all these studim and see what they paskin. Ches hasochi dug with tziro dino kasochi kvashim shlokas v'neimayim. Anyone who squeezes the tuna fish for the tzir is the same as we said above. So we have nothing new to learn about that. The only new thing we do have to learn about that is the discussion of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham does tell us here. He says, but why is this a shame mashke at all, dug with zero? So he tells us, oh, that's easy. Because it was a hayal of shame mashke mikodem, in which the Mishnah Berurah tells us something interesting. Tuna fish, which they add mashke to, hayal of shame mashke mikodem. But if you have an actual fish and you squeeze out the natural fish oil, that's not a shame mashke mikodem. That's actually mutter, even lamei mehem. Because it's not shame mashke mikodem. So, we go back to Rav, and that's mutter, even lamei mehem. That's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us here. Again, like, I guess, if you want to give your kids cod liver oil, the old-fashioned way, you could squeeze, even for the cod liver oil, on Shabbos, if it didn't have a love, shame mashke mikodem. So much for Sfita for now. Now we're ready for another story, which we're going to finish today in Shir, although we'll have to, I don't know, pull a Shemesh Begivon Dom in order to do it. But the Sugya of Asra L'Rasek Es HaShelig. On Daf Nun Aleph, at the end of Perek HaMetomnin, the Gemara tells us two things. If there's any other, I didn't mean to cut anyone off. If anyone has any other questions about the question of Shlokos, they can ask them. Okay?
So what would you do in your house?
With the tuna fish? I'm very worried about Hilchos Shabbos. I'd be nervous about it. Unless, you know, maybe I asked my Rebbeim and, you know, I got someone bigger than me to say it was Mutter. But I'd still be nervous about it. So it's my whole condition of wearing Tosa Shulchan. And... What? I do it on the altar, yeah. But I'd be nervous about doing it not on the altar.
And you wouldn't use the lid?
I don't think I'd use the lid either. I mean, if you ask me what I personally do, I'd probably just not bother to squeeze out the oil in the first place, and, you know. But if you ask me, if my wife asked me what to do, what I would tell her to do, and she has higher culinary standards than I do, then I would tell her to use her hands on the altar. And if she then tells me I also have higher hygiene standards than you do and I refuse to use my hands, then I tell her, okay, so tell your husband to use his hands and do it louder, and then everyone will be happy. Okay, and she would. Now, the Gemara says two things. Ein meraskin lo'as ha-shelag lo'as ha-barad b'shabes p'shul she'yazuvu meimav. You can't squish hail and snow on Shabbos in order to get out the water. Not really getting out the water, you're really turning it into water. You can't squeeze hail and snow on Shabbos. The second thing the Gemara tells us is, but you can put it in the cup. Okay, so we have to understand each of these two statements. So the first statement tells us that ein meraskin
Barin and Shelig. Why can't I be Marasek Barin and Shelig? There's no a melacha to turn snow into water. It's all the same thing. But it's not schita, because I'm not getting anything out of the snow. It is the snow. So why is it a problem to squeeze the snow and hail, snow and ice, into water? So, why is it a problem? Seems to be a machlokas. So, why is it a problem? But, so Rashi says, molid. And what does molid mean? Rashi, molid is... Malachadik. What are you doing? It says you're not really doing anything, but it looks like you're creating something new, because there didn't used to be water, and now there's water. Now it just looks like it. But since it looks like you're creating something new, and the whole point of the 39 Malachos is not to be creative, therefore it's a Xera, because it's if you can create this, you'll come to create other things, and it's too similar to a Malacha. So it's Molid, it's a Srach Malacha. Okay. What does, how about the Rambam? What did the Rambam say? But why? Because it's Malachadik, because you're creating? Exactly. Zera atu schita. Right? Really, we know that a scientist will tell you squeezing snow to get water and squeezing grapes to get juice are not similar at all, because the snow becomes the water while the grape holds the juice. But a balabas is very ignorant and might not know the difference, and if I can squeeze a snowball to get water, then he'll squeeze grapes to get grape juice. So he'll come to do schita because it'll look like the same thing and he won't be such a scientist. That's the Rambam Shita. And other Rishonim also. I mean, these are just examples. Okay, now, this is at least the way the Ran puts it and the way the Beis Yosef understands it. He says, okay, but if the Isser is molid, and if the Isser is schita, then it's also to be merasek barin and sheleg. But what would perhaps seem to be mutter? It's also to be merasek the barin and sheleg, but it should be mutter to put it in the sun and melt it. Because then I'm not doing anything. So it's not like schita and it's not like balacha. But then they bring in a third approach of the Sefer Truma. The Sefer Truma, the Rosh quotes the Sefer Truma. What word do people associate with Sefer Truma?
No lad.
Meaning, there's an isser of any new thing. Even if it comes into being mimela. There's an isser, even mimela of a new thing. That's the Sefer Truma, and that's the machlokas we have. That's the old ice cubes and v'chuli. Can I leave it out in the sun to melt? So the Rashi and the Rambam would seem to say yes, perhaps. That's at least the way most Rishonim understand them. Well, the Sefer Truma says no. Now the question is, what exactly does the Sefer Truma mean? What does the Sefer Truma mean? What's the basis of the Isra for the Sefer Truma? What's he trying to tell us? And so what's wrong with no lot according to Sefer Truma? So the Ran tells us. The Ran and many people seem to have understood the Sefer Truma. No lot is a type of mukta. Meaning, not like for Rashi, it's an issue of a certain pa'ula which is like a malacha. Or for the Rambam, it's a pa'ula which is like the malacha of schita. The Isser is not in the Pu'ulo, the Isser is in the Chefza. It's a Chefza of Mukta.
What's the Isser Pu'ulo?
What? So it's not that it's an Isser to make it, it's just that it's Usser and you can't use it anymore, so why would you bother to make it?
But it would be Mukta to make it.
F-sure in mind. It's a little unclear, unless you say it's Bittel Pumiech. I know if it's in a bowl or something. Come back to that in a second. What's another way to understand the Sefer Truma? So this is not some force. Most people think this way. That's the impression you get from the Beis Yosef here. But there's another way to understand the Sefer Truma, which is the way the Shulchan Aruch Harav understands him, and the Shutpanim Eros. The truth is that these are just examples. If you look at the Rishonim,
some Rishonim sound more like, one way some Rishonim sound like the other way, that he's really like Rashi. It's just Usser, whether done directly or indirectly. Really, maybe the Sefer Truma is like Rashi. It's not based on Mukta. It's based on Borei Dabar Mola Dabar Chodosh and Srach Malacha. It's not based on Mukta. He's also Srach Malacha. He just says, look, it's not only a Srach Malacha if I do it via Dayan. It's a Srach Malacha if I do it in the sun also. And then David will come and tell us, which a lot of the Achronim discuss, not only might the Sefer Truma mean like Rashi.
Rashi might like Rashi.
Right? Maybe even Rashi means like the Sefer Truma. Just to say it a little more succinctly. Which is a big discussion because if you look at Rashi, it says, Nosin letoch hakos. So it's unclear. It says you can put in a cup of wine so it'll melt by itself. So does he mean melting by itself is okay against the Sefer Truma? Or maybe he means no, it's only mutter if it melts by itself into wine. But putting in the sun to melt by itself, he would admit it's also like the Sefer Truma. So maybe this is what the Achronim discuss. Maybe Rashi even agrees. Maybe there aren't even three shitas. There's just Rashi, Sefer Truma, and Rambam. Now we'll see. This is going to have a million trillion nafkaminas. Very, very, very crucial machlokes. The machlokes of whether the Sefer Truma means no lot, a type of mukta, or the Sefer Truma is also asering the pu'ula of molid. He just asers if you do it indirectly as well as doing it directly. Right? I might even not even say indirectly, because if you put it in the sun, it's not even indirect. You're putting it in the sun. I would say he asers if you do it. Whether done manually, or what's the opposite of manually, anyone?
Automatically.
Or non-manually. Whether you use your hands or you don't use your hands, he still asked it. Because I don't want the word indirect there. That's going to be a problem a little later. So we have three, seemingly at least, although David would tell us Lavdavka, three shades of Rishonim, Rashid, Samalacha, Molid. The Rambam says that it's a gzeirah because it's like schita. And the Sefer Truma all of a sudden says, Asur to even put it in the sun. It's an Isser Nolad, which might mean a new perspective, an Isser Mukta, or it might just be a different way of saying Rashi, or the same way, a different way of saying Rashi. It's an Isser of creating a new thing, but even if you do it subtly. Then we'll have to get back, of course, to all the nafkaminas. Then we have another issue, which is, I will know saying Pulutok HaKos. You're allowed to put it into the kos. Right? Avol nosing hu letoch hakos. What's the nature of that heter? What's the heter you can put into a kos? You can't squeeze it, but you can put it in a kos. What's the nature of that heter?
Like the grapes.
Why is it mutter to put in the kos?
Like the grapes in the barrel.
If it's not nicker, then after all, what's the problem here? Is it a real malacha? Or it just seems bad? It seems bad, right? It seems like creative. It seems like schita. It seems like a new object, or it is a new object. But one way of interpreting is that it's not nicker. If it's not nicker, then it's mutter. Anytime it's not nicker, it's mutter. Right, this is mefurish in the Tosefta. You can be merasek. Rambam, many be shown him. You could squeeze it into a cup of wine, because if it's not nicker, it's no problem. The only problem is when it's nicker, because only xero, only if it's nicker will it look so bad.
That's the same thing as putting a piece of ice into the cup, is squeezing something into it.
Ah, so what's David saying? Maybe we shouldn't be so lenient. Maybe we shouldn't be so make and say whenever it's not nicker, it's mutter. What do you want to say? Maybe only.
Did it run out of itself?
While it's in
the liquid. Mimela by itself.
Only mimela and not nicker is mutter. So maybe this is the sheet of the Mordechai. It's only mutter if it melts from the mimela. It melts by itself and it's not nicker.
They're medayik then Rashi.
That's the sheet of the Mordechai, and many achronim are medayik this in Rashi. Right, the Igle Tal, and has a big D on what Rashi means. This is, it seems like one of his studim.
maybe Rashi, because what does Rashi say? It's a little hard to tell what Rashi sheet is. There are at least three sheets that quote on what Rashi holds, which we don't have to get into. But Rashi says, L'toch ha'kos shel yayin, he doesn't say into an empty cup, into a cup of wine. And then he says, Nimoch me'elav, it melts by itself. So the Mordechai understood from Rashi, as well as many, that seems to be very straightforward way of understanding Rashi. If it's by itself and it's not nikkur, then there's no need for gzeira. Okay. What's another way of understanding this heter? Just based on this list, there's another thing way you could understand this heter. Maybe the heter is saying that whenever it melts from a mail, it's mutter. Who says it's in a cup of wine? Maybe even into an empty cup is mutter. It just means you can let it melt on its own. Right? As over here, we're saying nozel d'alakos means you can even squeeze it as long as it's inside wine. Here we're saying you can only let it melt and only inside wine. Here we're saying no, maybe you can let it melt in an empty cup as long as you don't squeeze it manually. And what did Yonatan want to say?
It's no let it ever by itself. It's no let into something else.
Isn't that A? Anyone have any other pshatim? The Eglay Tal suggests another pshat as to why you can put it in the kos. Well, it's not as... Well, that's like not nicker. It's not as mukhrach. He says maybe because when you put it into a kos, you don't want it to melt. Your intention is not to melt it. Your intention is to cool off the kos. So it could be... Now, in the end, we'll see some people pasta like this, but not because of this pshat. But the Eglay Tal suggests that... who's going to hold this, by the way? The Machaber. We'll see in a minute. The Eglay Tal suggests, well, it's not so mainstream, that... unintentional melting or unintentional liquefying is mutter, and that's what it means you can put it into a kos. You can put it into your wine because you don't intend it to melt. You just intend it to cool off your wine.
When you put like ice into a cup of water, is the way it cools it off just by being there or by it melting into the water and letting it cool the water?
See, it's a little tricky. We would say the way it cools it off is by the way it cools it off is by giving its heat to its cold, is by absorbing heat from the water. But the mele, when it absorbs heat from the water, it then has to melt. Mm-hmm. And then the mele, once it melts, it cools it off by just diluting it.
Yeah.
But, okay, again, certainly in the mind of the Balabas, you would say, I'm just trying to cool it off, not to melt it.
That's the whole thing, like pour the juice on the ice into the cup, right?
Yeah, but that might apply when one is hot, not when one is cold. Although maybe, I'm not sure. Okay, Lemaisa, okay, we'll see in the end. The Gra is going to like hold from this Kula, but not because of this Eglay Tal, meaning this is really not so mainstream. The Gra is going to hold from this Kula. Why is the Gra going to hold that it's mutter as long as your intention is not to melt it? Not because of Kos, but because of the Lashon of the Sugya. Aim Araskas Asheleg Vlos Abarad Bishvil Sheyizovu Meimav. You can't do it. Bishvil Sheyizovu Meimav. But you can do it. Bishvil something else, and then the Meile Yizovu Meimav. Okay. We obviously we have to get to the actual halacha here. We just introduced the sugya, but did everyone finish the Sif Yadalit already in Seder? Okay, so everyone being, if Josh is everyone, then they did. I do want to start finishing up this simon. Okay, we'll have to see where we get until the next year. And what we do from there. But let's, try to make as much progress as we can without sacrificing quality, of course. And we'll have to pick up with the halacha l'maaseh on this sugya, Amir Tashem, next year.
What is this one?
What? It's basically the same idea of Rashi. 3B.
This is a B.
Meaning like you're putting Rashi back into...
I'm saying the same ritual is the same as Rashi. The isser is that you're doing a pe'ula which looks like malacha. Just
that's
even if you let it melt, that's
the
right. 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 Not because of mukta, because of creation. Not because of mukta, because of creativity. Now, it doesn't apply to the legal gospel.
The other Shiloh is.
I was thinking
of. You said.
I was thinking, I was going to say, 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 I was going to say,